Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week with our study on the biblical principle of sowing and reaping. We find in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that he will also reap." Another translation tells us, "A man's harvest in life depends entirely upon the seed which he sows." Do you recognize that you are reaping a harvest in your life today of seeds that were sown by you last week, last month, last year, and perhaps farther back than that? Everything we do in life is seed that is being sown. Words are seed, as we looked at last week. Thoughts are seed. Actions are seed. The Word of God is seed. Today we will focus on prayer as being seed. Psalm 126, verse 5, tells us that the person who sows in tears shall reap in joy. This is a reference to sowing the seed of prayer, and it is a picture of those who are praying with such earnestness that they even weep as they intercede. God considers prayer as seed sown. And God wants you to have a good harvest as a result of your praying or your seed of prayer. The first thing that is very, very important to recognize is that it is vital to pray in a manner that will produce a harvest. Just as it is vital for a farmer to know how to properly sow his seed, water, fertilize, and cultivate the ground in which his seed will grow, it is important for you to recognize how to pray in a manner that will bring forth a harvest in your life. God wants you to have a harvest from your prayer seed. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, we find instructions and encouragement about praying. It says this: "This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him." This is the confidence, 1 John 5:14 tells us, before God. We can be confident before God that if we are praying and asking anything of God that's in his will, we know that he hears us, and then we know that we have the request that we have asked from him. God wants you to know that you can have the requests or the petitions that you bring to God, that when you sow seed of prayer, you can be confident of a response, of an affirmative response, that you will have the very thing that you asked of God. And Jesus himself encouraged the same confidence in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, when he said, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you." Believe that you receive them. So one of the key components to successful prayer, or one of the ways to guarantee a harvest from your seed of prayer that you sow, is that you pray in a manner consistent with the Word of God. And when you do that, you can be assured and you can be confident of having a harvest from your praying. Jesus wanted you to have a harvest. That's why he said, when you pray, believe that you have the things which you have asked for, and they will be granted to you. When you pray in accordance with the will of God, you can rejoice in advance. As soon as you're finished praying, you can begin thanking him for the answer. Harry Ironside was a very world-famous pastor of Moody Memorial Church and also an author. And when he was a small child, his father, who had been an ardent soul winner and had spent his short life preaching on the streets and in the parks and in halls and theaters, wherever he could, ended up contracting typhoid fever and died quickly at the age of 27, leaving his wife with two small boys and no income. Harry Ironside's mother, Sophia, faced very difficult times, but she trusted God. One specific incident that Harry recalls, the cupboard was empty, and Sophia gathered her two sons to the table for breakfast, but their plates were empty and there was only water to drink. "We will give thanks, boys," she said. Closing her eyes, she prayed, quoting Isaiah 33, verse 16. "Father, thou hast promised in thy word, your bread shall be given you, and your water shall be sure." We have the water, and we thank you for it. And now we trust you for the bread or for whatever will take its place. Just as she finished praying, the doorbell rang, and the boys ran to the door to find a man there. "Mrs. Ironside," he said, "I feel very bad. We have been owing you for months for that dress that you made for my wife, but we've had no money to pay you. But now we're harvesting our potatoes, and we wondered if you would take a bushel or two on account of that old bill." "Indeed, I'll be glad to," replied Sophia, and in a few minutes, those potatoes were sizzling in the frying pan, and those boys had answered prayer for breakfast. One observation of this incident is that this mother, who had great need and who turned to the Lord in prayer for that need, prayed in accordance with the will of God by praying the Word of God. When she prayed the Word from Isaiah 33:16, "Lord, you said, your bread shall be given you and your water shall be sure," she was taking God's word, which is his revealed will. So when you pray the word of God, you're praying in his will. And as a result, she was confident, as 1 John 5:14-15 tells us, this is the confidence that we have before him, that when we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in what we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. She prayed in faith, she prayed in the will of God, and she received an immediate, in that particular case, an immediate harvest from the seed of prayer that she sowed. And her son, who later became a tremendous minister of the gospel, never forgot that incident of answered prayer. God wants you to sow the seed of prayer and expect a harvest in return. George Mueller, who was a German man who founded orphanages in Bristol, England, in a time before there was such a thing as an orphanage, he opened that orphanage in the 1800s for the singular reason that he felt God wanted him to demonstrate to the church and to the world that God answered prayer. Of course, he had compassion on the orphans, but his primary reason for opening the orphanages was to show that a person could pray and believe God and receive answers that would take care of whatever circumstance they may be facing. And in his case, he did not have money to support an orphanage on his own, but he believed if he prayed, he'd receive what he needed for those orphans. So after opening an orphan house without any backing of finances, no organization behind him, and without making his financial needs known to anyone but God by bringing them in prayer, George Mueller faced incident after incident where he did not have food for those children, and yet God answered prayer as he prayed. One specific and very outstanding story told in his autobiography was an incident where one morning came and the plates and the bowls and the cups were set on the tables for the orphans' breakfast, but there was no food in the house whatsoever or milk. The children sat down waiting for breakfast while Mueller led in prayer for their daily bread. A knock sounded at the door, and it was the baker. "Mr. Mueller," he said, "I couldn't sleep last night. Somehow I felt you did not have bread for breakfast. So I got up at 2 a.m. and I baked some fresh bread." Shortly thereafter, a second knock sounded, and it was the milkman, but he had broken down right in front of the orphanage, and he wanted to give the orphanage's milk so he could empty his wagon and repair it. These incidences of answered prayer were multitudinous in the life of George Mueller, and I recommend his autobiography to you to build up your faith in believing God as you sow the seed of prayer. Isaiah 43:26 tells us to put him in remembrance of what he has promised. We are told to remind God of his promises, and that's what you do when you pray in faith. You take the word of God and said, Lord, you said you'd supply all my needs according to your riches and glory, and you know we have this need. I bring it to you, so I thank you for this answer. In Jesus' name, amen. And you go away from that time of prayer believing you've received what you've asked for when you prayed. If you'll pray in this manner, which is the biblical scriptural manner of receiving from God in prayer, you will reap a harvest in your life. And God delights to see his children receiving what he has promised to them. Don't dig up that seed of prayer that you have planted in faith with the trowel of doubt. Satan will begin to tell you it'll never happen, you're wasting your time, he's not hearing you, or other types of lies. If you have done so by speaking in that way, confess your unbelief to the Lord and then go back and replant by praying in faith, and then expect your harvest of answered prayer is on its way. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.